Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Betting Window on the Nerdport Network. I am your host, Stefan Ronnie, and with me, as always, nobody. We are running solo tonight, and if you are not aware, we have pretty much, this is just a show where we talk the good, the bad, and what the fuck was that in the wild world of sports. Like I said, today's episode, we'll be diving into the NL Rookie of the Year race, looking at any holes that might be within other sporting events, as well as some other stuff dancing around the league. And speaking of dancing around the leagues, to make our way to soccer. I mean, I know that in other spots, like, we don't talk about soccer on the show, on the Wednesday show, but Lionel Messi joining interim Miami is such a big deal. I can't not talk about it. I mean, Messi is the greatest, one of the greatest soccer players in the world. And the fact that he has signed a three-year, roughly $1.7 billion contract. Let me double check that. Messi Inter Miami deal contract. There we go. It's something stupid. Like, he's getting partial ownership of he's getting partial ownership of the team, as well as a streaming cut for Apple Plus, like, his normal base contract, which is like 3 years, and it's something ridiculous. Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I can find what they have. It's like $50 million a year. Currently, no one in Major League Soccer is making $50 million a year. Yeah, here we go. Messi will roughly be making $53 million annually. I mean, it's just flat out insanity that he's going to be making that much and playing in the United States. And, I mean, it's a big deal because, I mean, he's already sold, his tickets have already sold out. If you want to know why I got this in the background, it's because I am also watching the Heat and Denver game. I think Denver's going to win this, but I hope for Kevin Love to hit over his point. Love and Bam, I have over points, rebounds, and assists. Bam's on a good pace, but Kevin Love ain't doing shit. Would be nice if he could. No, that's like, the Messi thing is a big deal. It is a game changer, and you'll see, you're going to see it. It's like when Pele came to New York. It was a big deal. And there goes the camera. Nice job. There we go. All right. Sorry about that. I'm on Clapper on one. I got Twitch on the other. Yeah, we're actually trying this with a camera now. Go figure. Probably not going to work that great, but whatever. Let's test it out and test the waters. But no, diving into the world of horse racing. Like I said, we will be talking about things that normally are not talked about, but pretty much stuff that's been over the weekend. The Belmont Stakes. Belmont Stakes was Saturday, and another record-breaking intake. The first ever filly, female horse and female trainer to ever win a Triple Crown race. Argelico was an 8-1 that ended up hitting. It was, see, the thing is though about this is that it is actually a really big deal because you've never seen it. Like, we've never seen this before, ever. It's insanity. Like, the first ever female trainer is big, but then to have a filly win it on top of that, congratulations to Jenna and the freaking Angelica Archangelico, I think is how you pronounce it. But we got that. Okay, so diving into the baseball world, I've been noticing there's been some interesting things when it's coming to Rookie of the Year, Cy Young. I'm telling you right now, if anyone thinks that freaking we're going to get a Cy Young and it's going to be Gerrit Cole in the AL, you're wrong. Right now, it makes no sense to have that. It makes not one damn bit of sense. Could he? Maybe. Let me pull this up real quick. And I'm using Caesar Sportsbooks. So if anyone wants to jump on any of these bets, feel free. Make it more interesting. So, Rookie of the Year, right now in the NL, it's really only a two-person race. It's Corbin Burns and El De La Cruz. Alvarez is third, Ottman is fourth, Walker, and then so on and so on. Corbin is the outstanding favorite right now because he's been playing since the start of the year. He's minus 220, which means pretty much he will keep going, and then he'll just pretty much end up winning it. De La Cruz is 4.25-1. What does that mean? If you put 100 down, you win 425. But 425 is a big, like, it actually is not a terrible idea. Because 4-1, I'm not going to, De La Cruz is going to come in and just bombard everything. I personally think De La Cruz is the better player right now. Corbin Burns is literally taking the Diamondbacks through, but he's got to regress. De La Cruz could regress and still do fine. Francisco Alvarez is not going to win Rookie of the Year. just point blank. Going into AL Rookie of the Year, I mean, let me see something. Singa's 22, Beatty's 25, no. Bobby Miller, no. Eugene Perez, no. No. Yeah, it's really a two. When it comes to the NL Cy Young, or Rookie of the Year, it's only a two-person race. It's Corbin Burnes. Why did I say that? Corbin Carroll and Ella De La Cruz. They're the guys that are gonna, at the end of the day, be the top two. De La Cruz win. I think it's too early to tell. Going into AL Rookie of the Year, Masahiro Yoshida from Boston is your current favorite right now. I don't think that's going to be... I still think Volpe has a chance to win this at 25-1. Personally, I think he's the best candidate. Yoshida's going to... Boston right now is not doing anything. Gunnar Henderson, I like too. I think you're going to see some regression coming in, and you're going to start seeing some elevation coming in for Volpe, and it's, yeah. Oh. I don't know why that's a bet. So I'm looking at this right now. I will give you a best bet right now. If you're on Caesar Sportsbook right now, you can still make this bet now, and I might actually end up doing it. Miami Marlins are plus 150 against the Seattle Mariners at minus 178 for the series. Miami right now is white hot. Next to the Braves, they are freaking white hot. I like the plus 150 for the series. Because I think they can take two or three of Seattle. Because Seattle, it's not July yet. That's when Seattle starts getting hot. Seattle starts getting hot in July. And that's when we're going to start seeing... That's when you're going to start seeing them start taking over. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm just, I mean, right now we got NBA Game 4 on. I still think if Miami can pull this one out, maybe going to South Beach, you can have a feeling they can draw a Game 7. I don't think you're going to get a Game 7 out of this. Yeah, I really think they're going to end it tonight, and then it's just going to go right into just cash all tickets if you had Denver. But that's a big thing right now. So live right now, Joker has 9 points and is on the bench with 2 fouls. That's kind of that's a big deal right there because, like, if Bam Adebayo keeps going the way he's going, they're going to be going back to, this will be going back to South Beach. And that's a big momentum swing if they have to go to South Beach. I wouldn't want to. I really wouldn't want to go back to South Beach. Because now, oh, geez, now Miami's going to be pushing. Oh, this is... All right, I see how they're going to play this. And, yeah, guess what? If this happens, we're definitely going to South Beach. Yeah, they are going, they are pushing. With no Joker on the court. Oh. Oh, that's a mistake. You got to bury that, though. All right, 2 points. 22-20 Miami right now with 104 left in the game, or in the first quarter, sorry.
Yeah. I am a man!
Swear to God. But no, like, if there's any other news, you have Djokovic from in tennis winning the French Open for his 23rd and record-breaking French Open, 23rd major. No one has ever done that. It's something that, yeah, I mean, 23, where are you going to see that? 23 titles, and he's just, he is the greatest tennis player of all, ever. I mean, you're talking about this too, when he's also playing against Nadal and Federer. I mean, usually it's those three. I think, what was it, something like 67 of the 70 of the 75 majors, 65 of them are either one of them. Like, it's all 65 and 77 is those three. That's insanity. But whatever. What are you going to do? 23, and he's not slowing down. Okay, that's why. That's why the Heat are doing good. Hero's playing today.
Is he on the court? No.
Huh.
All right.
I have no idea. Like, oh, where are we going with this? All right. Let's go to the NFL. Or no, you know what? Let's go to college football. And I've been looking at week one, and they've been posting week one odds already. So a week one, week zero. I've been noticing some discrepancies, like some issues, some gaps. And, well, excuse me. And so, really the one that I'm going to point out is Navy is a 20-point dog against Notre Dame with Sam Howell in his first game in Ireland. Not Sam Howell. Jesus Christ. Sam, not Ellinger. What the hell is his name? The kid that used to be in Wake Forest. So, we're starting to see that. You know what? I'm going to save this. If there's any questions, I'm just going to start playing games because, in all honesty, there really wasn't a lot of news. I'm just trying to do this to get my feet wet and stuff like this. Like, I really appreciate you guys coming in, talking, and just please give a follow me on all social medias under the Nerdport Network. Follow us on here as when I start doing the back and forth with people. Wednesdays is our big shows. This is literally me doing 30 minutes to an hour of just me going over what happened on the day, what happened over the weekend. Like I said, the big thing I will say, best bet if you can get it, is going to be Miami beating Seattle. They're going to be dogs 90% of the game by game. So I would likely say take that, but there is, it is what it is. If you like what you heard, please follow me on all social media networks under the Report Network, under Spotify. If you like what you heard, follow me on Twitch. If you like what you heard, also tell your friends. If you didn't like what you hear, tell your enemies. But until then, always tell them two things. One, Bobby Bonilla is still getting paid. And two, if you don't believe me, well, then hell, it is just a fact of life. Yeah. If you're on
Hi,
Twitch,
welcome to Chili's.
Thank you, and have a good night.